Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Just to illustrate, you got these invisible fences for these dogs. There's not an actual fence that they put a collar on them, and that you can set the setting that as that dog gets to the outside of that perimeter, kind of, you know, shocks him, you know, so you can't go any farther than that. Not that the devil has a collar on him, but just give you an idea that, okay, Satan, that's far enough. You can't come any closer. You following? That he can't actually get right there to, in the presence of God, pointing fingers. But we do know he has access to the heavenlies. How far that is, again, I won't repeat. The Bible does not say. But we do know he's the accuser of the brother, and he's on this earth, walking about whom he may devour. So he was in heaven. He just came down the earth. And then I want you to notice, but he has access back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The third place, he's cast to the earth from the heavenlies, and he's confined here in the last half of the 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Very important. Notice back in Revelation chapter number 12. Are y'all taking notes? The first one is the heavenlies, the actual throne of God. He's anointed cherub that covers. The second, now he's thrown out of heaven, but he has access to the earth and to heaven, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The third place, he's cast to the earth, and he no longer has access to the heavenlies. Look at me in Revelation chapter number 12, verses 7 through 12. This is in the middle of the tribulation period, the middle of the week, Daniel's 70th week. And by the way, I told somebody it was Debbie and Carol. No, it was Judy too. Remember last week I preached about, Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and when I thought the battle of Gog and Magog was going to take place after the translation of the saints. And last week, everybody and his brother on the internet was and Facebook was talking about Gog and Magog. It's happening. The sixth trumpet is over. And I said, funny, I didn't see the first five trumpets, you know, but six trumpets. And I mentioned, you missed it last week. That was really a good one. You got to pick up the, it was really good. All right. Anyway, I told Judy him it was crickets this week. Silence. Nobody's talking about it now like they were last week, you know, when Israel and America bombed Iran. Bomb, bomb, bomb Iran. You remember that song, Bomb Iran? Anyway, my mind is flowing 100 miles an hour now. Okay, when they were bombing out, it's the sixth trumpet, Gog and Magog. And I told you, it is not Gog and Magog. It's not the sixth trumpet, yada, yada, yada. They ain't talking about it now. Anyway, during the middle of the tribulation period, and there was verse number 7. Oh, remember, Michael is the angel of war? There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels, I can't wait till I get to it. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, who is Satan, and the dragon fought and his angels. So you see, there's good angels, bad angels. Michael and Satan, the dragon. And prevailed not, neither was there any found any place in heaven. And the great dragon, who was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan. So you see four names right here. There's the dragon, the serpent, the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast into the earth, and the angels were cast out with him. You're going to read the rest of this. They no longer have access to the heavenlies. They are now here upon the earth. Notice what happens. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren, Satan, is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. They loved not their lives unto death. These are martyrs. But notice verse number 12. Therefore, rejoice ye heavens and those that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Notice, woe to you folks down there on the earth. Why? For the devil's come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time. 3.5 years now, Satan is confined on this earth. This is during the last half of the tribulation period. So that's the third deposition, the third casting down, that he's here upon the earth for 3.5 years. Well, Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 1-3, we see the fourth one. He's then cast from the earth into the bottomless pit. at the revelation of Jesus Christ, goes through the tribulation period. Remember, in the middle of tribulation period, he's on this earth. At the revelation, when Jesus comes, he's cast into the bottomless pit. Verse number 1, chapter number 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him to the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. So notice the fourth place. He's cast into the bottomless pit, and there's a time period. Am I going too fast for y'all? 1,000 years now, he's cast into the bottomless pit. He was on this earth for 3.5 years, confined to this earth, terra firma. The revelation of Jesus Christ, he's cast into the bottomless pit with a great chain upon him for 1,000 years. That's the fourth place he's cast. And then the fifth place and the final place, amen, verse number 10, Revelation chapter number 20. Let's go in verse number 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, he's there in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, the millennial reign of Christ. Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, that bottomless pit. He shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog. Remember, last week, there's two Gog and Magogs. The first Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38 and 39, 1/6 of the armies go back. Remember, 5/6 are destroyed. This Gog and Magog, everybody's wiped out. Two battles, two Gog and Magog. Anyway, he's gathered together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, encompassed the camp of the saints, Jerusalem, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven, devoured them. Now look, verse number 10, this is his final casting, his final deposing, the final deposition. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So you got the five places of Satan that he was. He had access to the throne room of God, anointed cherub that covered. He was cast from there. He had access to the earth, to the heavenly. He was cast from there to the earth. He was cast from there to the bottomless pit. And he was cast from there to the lake of fire. So the next time Satan tells you about your past, you tell him about his future. That's our study of Satan, so much more, but I got to quit. And next week, we'll look a little bit about that. We call it demonology. I know I have a good friend. He's a good friend. He listens to the radio broadcast, and he's a pastor somewhere. He's going to get after me next week or two. He probably won't call me this week. Text me. He don't call. He texts me because I'm using the word demons. In the King James, they're known as devils, D-E-I-V-I-L-S in the King James Bible. He said you ought to call them devils and not demons. Because they're King James, and I understand, and I'll explain why we use the word demons next week, because the Latin phrase and all, why the word demon is used in modern vernacular. But that's a study for next week, the week after. But so you know, just so you'll know for information, there's one devil, Satan, but there are many devils, demon, if you will. And we'll look at that next week, okay? Are y'all happy? Happy, happy. I'm glad I'm going to heaven. And by the way, I'm glad I'm not going to be here during the tribulation. I can't, and I got 10, 15 seconds, quickly. I can't understand people who think we're going to go through the tribulation. It just blows me away. Read your Bible. We're not appointed unto wrath. We're to look for Christ, not for the Antichrist. If you don't wait for the tribulation, help yourself. Let me give you one more, and I'm done. They that are his at his coming. If you belong to Christ, when he comes, he's going to get you. And I mentioned that to somebody 2 weeks ago, a young preacher. We were talking about this. What about these backslidden Baptists? Well, God's going to get them too. What about people who God's going to get them too? I said, whether you're in a church pew or a bar stool, they that are his, it is coming. Now, I would highly recommend you not be on a bar stool when he comes. But the point is, they that are his at his coming. He's coming. Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful if we came today. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word, Lord, and pray for your soon coming. Our Father, may we continue to spread the gospel to those who've never heard. In this name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.